Well, praise him and welcome back to Walk It Out. I am Leah McCray, and it is good to have you with me today. I'm not on my treadmill. I am just taking a walk because it is a beautiful fall day. So we are in Exodus chapter 17, and we're going to start there. So if you guys go ahead and get on your treadmill, if you're doing your Pilates, if you are doing your yoga, whatever it is that you're doing, lifting weights, whatever it is, let's go ahead and get started because we are transforming our bodies as we transform our minds with the Word of God. So please, I hope that the noise is not too loud, the outdoor noise, because usually I'm inside. So just bear with me. I hope everyone can hear me. Okay. All right. So we're going to open up in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. Oh, Father, we thank you that we can call you Daddy. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our faithful Father. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus. We thank you for the blood that was shed. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit who leads and guides us into all things. And Father, we just bless your name today. We ask for forgiveness of all sin. And we just love you, Lord. Have your way in this time together, Lord. Reveal through your word. And we trust you. We give you all praise and honor that is due your mighty and great name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so I am reading from the King James Version. And we are starting with verse 1. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin, after their journeys according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, "Give us water that we may drink." And Moses said unto them, "Why chide ye with me? Wherefore do you tempt the Lord?" And the people thirsted for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, "Wherefore is that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?" And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, "What shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me." Okay, now here's something that we need to take a look at. They are complaining to Moses, and they are complaining about Moses. But really, they're complaining about God. They know, just like we know, that it is God that brings us out of situations, that provides for us. But as soon as our circumstances seem unfavorable, okay, we want to blame our job or our spouse or some outside source, when we should really just be trusting God and talking to God about the situation, asking him to lead us and to guide us, asking him to show us if there's anything that we need to be doing, or simply just being silent and trusting God. So they are blaming Moses and they are complaining to Moses, but really they're complaining to God and about God. And he doesn't appreciate that. He didn't appreciate it when they do it. He doesn't appreciate it when you or I do it. So, and the Lord said unto Moses, "Go on before the people and take with thee of the elders of Israel and thy rod, wherewith thou smote the river. Take in thy hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come out of it water that people may drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, the complaining, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" My goodness. So how was this tempting the Lord? Think about this. They know that God was with them. Could anything have been done that was done without God being among them, without God being for them? Could they have parted the sea? Could they have made the Pharaoh let them go? No, they know that God was among them. So how do you tempt God? Is by asking him, "Are you really going to deliver me? Are you really going to save me? Do you love me? Come on now." He has already showed them multiple times in magnificent fashion his care and provision for them. But yet they choose to not remember. or to not recall, or to not be in awe by what God has already done. And this, my friends, is a warning to us, is a lesson to us. We need to always be appreciative and in awe of how God intercedes in our lives, and to be in expectation that He's a faithful God and He will continue. It's a matter of trust, right? So God wants us to really recognize this. And so, verse 8, then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, and they held up his hands, the one on the one side and the one on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. I love this picture of teamwork, of unity, of us in the kingdom, kingdom kids, right? Kingdom warriors. Holding up the hands of each other, especially our leaders, but also each other. I just love that. And so, verse 13, and Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. They beat him down. That's another word for discomfited. They routed them. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. I love this too, because, you know, we are to write down the successes. We are to memorialize them in some way. Maybe just tuck it in your heart, but I like keeping a journal, right? And he says, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. Why? He's preparing Joshua to lead, right? So we need to be preparing our children, is what first came to mind. Okay, by giving our children, making sure they know the word of God, but also preparing those who are in our sphere of influence, those that we are mentoring. Okay, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven, my God. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi, right? Jehovah Nissi. Wow. Our goodness, I'm drawing a blank. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our rear guard, or the I have to get that for you guys. I'm drawing the Lord my banner. That's what it is. The Lord my banner. Okay, for he said, because the Lord hath sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Wow, that's awesome. So that is chapter 17. We're going to move on since we still have time. How you guys doing? You doing all right? You getting your workout in? We're transforming these bodies as we transform our mind. We're getting our bodies ready for the holidays. We're getting our bodies ready just so we can feel good. And we're taking care of this temple, right? All right. Verse 1 in chapter 18. When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, and that the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt, then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back, and her two sons, of which the name of one was Gershom, for he said, I have been an alien in a strange land, and the name of the other was Eleazar, for the God of my father said he was mine help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife unto Moses into the wilderness where he encamped at the Mount of God. And he said unto Moses, I, thy father-in-law Jethro, am come unto thee and thy wife and her two sons with her. And Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and did obeisance, I had to get that right, obeisance, and kissed him. And they asked each other of their welfare, and they came into the tent. And Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done unto Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and all the travail that had come upon them by the way, and how the Lord delivered them. All right, so Moses' father-in-law, he doesn't sound like he was one of them, right? He wasn't one of them. Moses is sharing how their God, his God, had delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, "Blessed be the Lord, who hath delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who have delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods," little g, "for in the thing wherein they dealt proudly, he was above them." And Jethro, his father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for God. And Aaron came and all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses, his father-in-law, before God. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people. And the people stood by Moses from morning until evening. Okay, so this is what Moses was doing all day. Just hearing the grievances, the reports of the people, and making decisions. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, "What is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning until even?" And Moses said unto his father-in-law, "Because the people come unto me to inquire of God. When they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another. And I do make them know the statutes of God and his laws." And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, "The thing that thou doest is not good." Wow, here's some wisdom, right? Wisdom from someone who is not in your, what I want to say. Here is some outside wisdom. You know, it's okay. God can speak to you and give you some direction from anyone that he chooses to use. And he goes on in verse 18, "Thou will surely wear away both thou and this people that is with thee, for this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone." Okay, we can't do everything by ourselves sometimes. You know, there are things that that require more than one person. You know, you can't do it all. And God doesn't expect you to do it all. He will send helpers. So he says, 19, "Hearken now unto my voice. I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shall show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men." Raise up some people, Moses, who can help you, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all seasons, and it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. All right. Okay, so here we see a system is forming, a judicial system, right? Where they will bring small matters before lesser, quote-unquote, judges. And the big matters, they will still come before Moses, okay? Because he is in direct, he has a direct line to God the Father. But he's telling them the type of people to choose. And this is a good thing, he tells them, because you will wear yourself out. So in verse 23, "If thou shalt do this thing and God command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure. And all this people shall also go to their place in peace." So Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he had said. He accepted wise counsel. Verse 25, "And Moses chose able men out of all Israel and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. Okay, think about that. Moses was hearing the issues of thousands. Man, can you imagine? So verse 26, and they judged the people at all seasons. The hard causes they brought unto Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. And Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way into his own land. Wow, there's some wisdom in that we should really listen to and adhere to, you know, and not despise. That there are things that we just have to understand, and we can't do it all. You know, that God, he sends help, and we have to be able to receive that help. Amen. All right. I'm not sure. Let's see. Okay. Let's go on to chapter 19, and then we'll close with this. Okay. So in the third month, when the children of Israel had gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai, for they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. I love that picture, you know, that he bears us on eagle's wings. He lifts us high and majestically over all problems and enemies and just anything that's coming against us. Verse 5, now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then shall you be a peculiar treasure unto me above all the people, for all the earth is mine. Okay, now this is something he's saying to Israel in here in the Old Testament, but this is something he says to us, the kingdom, you know, where there is no Jew or Gentile. We are simply followers of Christ. We are the kingdom of God, right? Under the new covenant. This is what he's saying. Obey me. Keep my covenant, and you will be a peculiar treasure unto him above all people, for all the earth is his. Verse 6, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord hath spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes and be ready against the third day. For the third day, the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, take heed to yourselves that ye not go up into the mount or touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount shall surely be put to death. There shall not a hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through. Whether it be beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sanctified the people. And they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, be ready on the third day. Come not unto your wives. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that they were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet, hallelujah, exceeding loud. This just reminds me of the Feast of Trumpets. So that all the people that was in the camp trembled, and Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the nether part of the mount, and Mount Sinai was all together on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace. And the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mountain. The Lord called Moses up to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. For God is holy. Amen. And we cannot approach him in any other manner but in humility and consecration. Verse 22, and let the priests also which come near to the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said unto the Lord, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for thou charged us, saying, set bounds about the mountain and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, you and Aaron with you. But let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon him. So Moses went down unto the people and spoke unto them. All right, and that's going to end our session for today. But man, what a great word. What a great word from the Lord today. Not only just in learning and seeking, you know, his word, getting to know him through his word and just his great magnificence and power, and learning about our brothers and sisters, you know, Moses and Aaron and what to do and what not to do, but also just learning about that covenant with the understanding and knowledge that we have a greater covenant, a better covenant, you know, a better covenant. We can come close to God without fear of dying, you know, without fear, because he calls us a friend of his. If we simply humble ourselves and desire to be near to him, he says that if we would come near to him, he would be near to us. If we sought him, if we knocked, he would answer. Amen. If we seek him, he will be found by us. So it's just, man, it's just so amazing how loving and how faithful and how wonderful our God is. So just tuck that in your heart today, that our God is an awesome terror and an awesome wonder. But to us, he's Abba. He's Abba Father. He's our daddy. And he loves us. And we need to give him the reverence, the respect, the awe that he deserves. Amen. And we need to love him with every inch of our being. All right. I love you guys. Have an awesome day. And I'll talk with you soon.